I'm going to do my impression of Kate Quigley at some point.
I hope you do, because we're rolling. We're okay, on. Rolling. We're recording. Oh, yes. And I like that. I like that intro.
Your impression of Kate Quigley? It's basically just your transgender Gilbert Gottfried impression.
What? I just like impression of me is transgendered. Anything is so perfect. That's so great.
That's not. My impression of Kate Quigley is this. Ready?
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. You know? It's got to be a lot of crotch movement.
And you leg and you
do like weird karate, like vertical karate hands.
For people listening and not watching, they're basically gyrating and looking stupid is what they're doing, which is great.
Which is perfect.
I appreciate that.
It's perfect.
I am a really bad dancer and I like embrace it. Like yeah. I embrace my white girl bad dance etiquette.
I love it. I love that you embrace it because it makes me embrace my really bad white girl dance.
Have you ever had
well.
Like a save the last dance moment where someone like tried to teach you technique?
Actually, funny enough, on an episode of my Playboy TV show this season, Undercover, we had a twerking segment where I had to take a twerking class in Atlanta from all these like amazing black girls that like legitimately could clap their booty like total applause. Like when they were all twerking, it sounded like an audience during an applause break. It was amazing. Yeah, and I learned, and actually by the end of the class, I was not only kind of okay at twerking. Dude, it is an amazing workout. Like, I have been telling everyone, if you twerk 15 minutes a day, your ass starts to, like, lift and tone.
Where is this instructional DVD? Like, sure. On late night television?
There's actually a girl, her name's Lexi Twerkout.
Shut up.
What?
Yeah, she's a twerk out girl here in LA.
She's a twerk star. Dude, it's the best. I mean, you don't realize how much you have to like engage your core, your glutes, your hips, your thighs. It's amazing.
Your pussy.
Yeah, well, of course.
Your father's dreams.
Your low self-esteem.
It works all the major muscle groups.
I'm all about low self-esteem. That's what this show is all about. By the way, this is Date Fails. Welcome, everyone. That was my favorite intro of all time, I think, to the podcast. Also, I didn't even introduce you guys, which is great. I'm a great host. I'm a fabulous host. I'm really excited to have both of you. You're both great people. You're both great comics and great friends. I know. You guys are adorable. So let's start with Connor. First of all, Connor McSpadden, hilarious comedian. You are the host of the Mean Boys podcast, which you guys have to check out at meanboyspodcast.com and on, you said, iTunes, Stitcher. It's everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere.
It's everywhere. You and I think we first worked together at Ontario Improv, I think is where I met you.
We did. And we just immediately, like, sleep over, braid each other's hair, bonded.
We clicked. Yeah, we totally clicked. I was like, oh my God, he's like one of my new girlfriends. You're amazing.
I'm the role I feel most comfortable with in life is, like, straight gay best friend. Like,
do you really?
Just, like, all the tropes of, like, hacky rom-com gay best friend. I love that shit. Just,
I love that about you. And you know what else?
Let's get a green tea and dish.
I feel like you're the kind of guy you could totally take to a manicure. Like, I feel like I would take you in a nail salon.
Yeah,
definitely. So you're fabulous. And then next to you, we have Nicole Amy Schreiber, who I love, one of the stars of Funny Girls on Oxygen, one of my favorite tweeters. You're such a funny tweeter. Give your Twitter handle, spell it for the people.
At Nicole Amy, NicoleAimee.
Yeah, you're amazing. And also the best pep talker. I just have to tell this story really quick about you. So I called Nicole the other night at like midnight to ask her if she'll go with me to Compton to rap battle against black guys in Walgreens parking lots is basically what happened.
Because that's a normal Kate request.
Yeah, it kind of is. And she declined, which I think is fine. Everyone declined. I posted on Twitter like 7 text messages I sent to people being like, come with me to Compton at midnight. And they were like, fuck off.
I'm pretty upset I didn't get a call. I would have been down.
Yeah, you would have been down.
You would have gone? Right there. Damn it. I was trying to find girls. And then I was like, who are the whitest white guys I know that I could also ask? And I asked
how
Paul
am
Elia.
I not on the top of your whitest
you
white
Paul
guys
Elia?
Rolodex?
I asked Paul Elia, but I should have thought
of
you.
I mean, you really are the whitest white guy I know.
And you're almost in the like girl category because the girlfriend thing, you would have been perfect.
I have childbearing hips. I own khakis. What, Kate? I'm hurt.
Damn, I mean, look at these tits on him. They're gorgeous.
And that lesbian haircut, you would have been amazing.
I told him to make me look like a gay white supremacist with my hair.
Well, I like it. I think it's fabulous.
It's like Hitler Youth, like, but also like, you know, like has a grinder. Like,
oh my God. Well, so I call Nicole to go to Compton. She says no, but then we start talking about my recent encounters with porn stars, which I've talked about in the last couple episodes of the podcast.
Encounters with porn stars sounds like the best SeaWorld exhibit. Like they're gonna swim. You can rub their back. You can feel his tattoos.
It really does. You can feel his tattoos. That's funny. But Nicole and I,
Do you want to feed his dick a peanut? Like,
you can feel the razor burn on his chest.
Oh my God, it's so funny you said that, because like the one porn star that I like keep hooking up with, he is like totally hairless, and when the hair starts to grow in, there's like little stubble. I like it though.
And it's like laying on a boogie board.
No, it's not that smooth because he's white. So it's not like, you know, it's not like Asian flesh. It's like white guy
Asian
shape.
Flesh.
Yeah.
No.
You don't like hairless guys?
No, I like
Asian
hair.
Flesh sounds like the worst, like paint chip color. You know what I mean? Like, all right, we have eggshell, Asian
Pantone,
flesh.
What Pantone is that?
Yeah, I think it's like slightly yellow, like cream color, you know?
It's like 0031.
Well, I mean, I don't like a lot of hair. You do?
Yeah, I love hair. Wall-to-wall carpeting. Not on the back, but on the chest.
Here's what I'm worried about. I have a good amount of chest hair right now.
You do? Let's see. Can we? Oh,
I had no idea you were capable of that.
I know it's
wet, by the way. Nicole's so turned on right now.
Connor, I would molest you now.
Aw, well, you wouldn't be the first.
That is shocking for you, because you look so young in the face. Like, it looks like you couldn't grow a beard. Could you grow a beard?
Absolutely not. I look ridiculous.
But you have all that chest hair.
Yeah, well, I'm worried my father has a full fucking torso of hair, so I'm just like, this is nice where it's at right now, but I know it's going to spread.
Yeah.
So I just want to, like, lock down a girl before I go full werewolf mode. Yeah. And have to, like, just do, like, an hour of maintenance every day, or just accept that I look like a fucking ball of dough that rolled around in a barbershop floor.
You could always get lasered, you know.
Don't
but
do
then
that.
I just then I'm the guy that did that though.
And you're not Persian.
Yeah, that's true. But here's the thing is that if you just laser like once, it won't remove all your hair, it'll just thin it.
Oh, that's what everyone wants.
I mean, I've lasered.
I think thick and full is better than thinning chest hair.
Yeah, you don't look like.
Yeah, I want my abs to look like Larry Flint's fucking face. That'd
very,
be great.
Very chemo-ish, like just like maybe two rounds of chemo. Haven't lost all the hair yet.
You might be right.
I grew out my like quote unquote beard for like a month, and it like from a distance, I just look blurry. It's just every photo shot, like picture, I have like Bigfoot face, you know?
It's great. Just,
yeah,
it's like
awful.
A filter. It's like an Instagram filter.
Yeah,
dirty.
I look sepia tone.
Naturally.
Fucking ghetto.
That's fantastic. Well, so I call Nicole and we start talking about porn stars, and she tells me that this porn star followed her on Twitter.
Well, I followed him because I saw him in somebody's picture.
Uh-huh.
Another porn
Probably
star that
mine.
I follow. No. It's another porn star that I follow. And he was in a picture with her, and I was like, ooh, who is that? He's cute. What's his name?
Oh, we're not going to say that. It doesn't matter.
Anyways, his
name. Guys, I'll just say it. It's Ken Schlong.
His name's Ken Schlong. Harry,
Asian porn star.
His name's Harry Dick.
But
it's fine.
So
now that
he followed me
yeah.
back, and we tweeted, and we know what he direct messaged me, or I sent him something. I don't remember what it was. It was a terribly anticlimactic banter we had.
Well, so she tells me this story, and I'm like, oh my God, you have to fuck him, because that is Chipotle come in the eye guy. I told the Chipotle come in the eye story.
What?
Here.
The fuck are you?
Some dude nutted in her eye, and she got an eye infection.
Caitlin Elizabeth Quigley. I don't know what your real name is, but.
And I bought him Chipotle after.
Yeah,
it was a tragic day for me, but I told Nicole.
But you know what? It was a tragic day for him, as every day is for him.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I just thought it was fantastic that
because the weird thing about you is the intersection of your just like party girl like persona, like exercising your demons, and then like. ASB volleyball captain, like well-to-do, like nice good girl from the suburbs, because you'll
Thanks.
Do shit that's so like Midwestern and sweet, and you're like, and then I did coke off his dick. Like,
yes, well, truthfully, I quit doing drugs and drinking a couple weeks ago, and since then, I haven't made any poor decisions. So
this podcast is a...
Oh, until last night.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say that was a poor decision last night. Entirely.
Going to Compton at midnight, that would have been a really poor decision, Kate. That would not have been a good decision.
That was for Periscope, and I just feel like anything for a laugh does not count as a poor decision. Mm-hmm. I feel if it's for material, I wanted to go there to Periscope.
Whenever I do something fucked up in my life, my friends give me shit. I'm like, I'm just doing research, all right? These stories don't come up with themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about continuing to date. So then when I tell Nicole that I hooked up with this porn star, then we start talking about porn stars, and she looks up the guys that I'm into and tells me that they all look like they should be changing my tires.
Yeah, they all look like mechanics. They all look like shitty, shitty mechanics.
It was the best
with
pep talk.
Shitty tattoos. They all have just so low budget tattoos. Like, just where'd you get that? Kansas City?
Like, they clearly like started the ink before they were getting those dick checks.
Yes.
Some of them are hot.
You know, do you know that dick checks aren't even that big? I love, this is what's funny to me.
Oh, yeah, it's like $800, right?
One of the dudes, the porn dudes that she'd been sleeping with, there's
one
two,
of there's only two, two there's by only the way two. And one was only a one-time thing just to
okay so okay. What I don't want to be specific in who it was, but one of those two, he's like dismissive to Kate, like he's the prize. I'm like, bro, you fuck for a living, nobody even wants to see your face. They only want to see your dick, and they only want to see
hey
you
speak for yourself.
That's all I mean. You're good for. Connor's favorite thing is when the camera cuts to a dude's face.
I mean, I like.
You know how you watch that and you wonder who it's for? It's for me, baby. That's about. I want to see him enjoying it. I got to put myself there.
I just have to say though, when I watch porn, if the guy's handsome, I like to see his face. You don't like to see his face?
Not even.
You sound like a fucking grandmother. He's handsome. I like to see his face.
I'm not in it for the reality they're creating. Like, I don't understand. Like, when people kiss in porn, I'm like, no.
Oh, I love.
No, I'm not here for the lies. I'm just here for the cum.
I'm with you on that. I don't watch the porn where they kiss. I like to watch the intruder porn.
Now
where,
I
like,
feel
a
like
guy...
a creep.
Yes.
Intruder porn.
What?
Intruder porn. A guy breaks in and then he like attacks the girl and basically rapes
fuck.
Her.
Oh my God.
I hate to condone. But here's the thing. It's never full rape in the porn because there's always some moment where the girl consents somehow. Like she's like, oh, don't steal anything. Fuck me instead. That's better.
Yeah. It's
you
a
guys
bartering
are,
system.
You guys are fucking sick with your rotting ovaries. Oh my God.
Rotting. The more they rot, the sicker we get.
We know it's funny when I started hooking
fermented
up with the porn.
Eggs.
When I started hooking up with the porn star, I started watching only interracial porn because I didn't ever want him to pop up in that I was watching. So now all my like
you just narrowed it down significantly. You know how in Guess Who there's only like two with green eyes? You just did that with porn. So like, oh, he's one of the four white porn stars. It's like, well, Preston Parker or that Peter. What's his fuck?
No, there's like 20 now.
Oh, okay.
I think
progress.
So it's. So many dicks.
I want to see how many. Are there more professional white NBA players or white professional porn stars?
I think probably porn stars.
I will tell you though. I will tell you though. Black dudes might have the bigger dicks, but white porn star because white porn stars can fuck longer.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Well, it's because they just don't have as much you got to keep so much blood preoccupied. You're gonna get lightheaded.
You know, I haven't fucked a black porn star, so I don't have that for reason.
Well, like me, I only got a 6-inch dick, so it's very fuel efficient.
Yeah, I mean, you'll fuck for days with that little thing.
How do you fuck for so long? Do you take anything, or is it just because you're young?
Dick.
Oh no, well,
it's like a hot dog in a hallway every time.
I have a feeling Connor has a large unit.
No,
I don't know why.
Here's the fucked up thing. I have an average fine dick, but I'm 6'4". Fucking four.
So it looks small.
And I have like broad shoulders, so every dick looks tiny, you know, on
you
my
slouch.
Massive frame.
You slouch so much. You gotta stop slouching. If you're as tall as you are,
okay, I did not want to come to the My Fun Aunt podcast. You need to stop slouching, Connor. Your posture's gonna be putting you, oh my God, you're gonna have a back brace by the time you're my age.
You got scoliosis.
Now run to the store and get Auntie Nicole another pack
of
Paul Malls.
You're gonna slip a disc. Oh, Paul Malls and Virginia Slims.
Okay.
So far today, Connor's been called a lesbian. Connor's been called a lesbian, told he has a small dick. You know, I just want to say...
I can't sue you for slander.
Oh, God. So what's going on with you two? Enough about me, and I'm tired of the porn star conversation. I'll talk later about... I went on real dates this week with two real guys. I told you about the one.
Porn stars, not real people. You heard it here first. Kate Quigley.
I never said that.
Well, yeah, we're saying it. We're saying
subhuman cretin.
I just want to say to my porn stars credit that for the first couple months we hung out, he took me on really nice dates. He took me out. He picked me up. He was a good...
Well, I love that the guy is doing the basic bare minimum of what a man should do on a date. And you're like, oh my God, he went above and beyond for me.
This is how...
No, that's what you're supposed to do on a date. A guy's supposed to take you somewhere
nice. He dropped me off afterwards without my clothes. have.
Wait, when's the last
there
time a guy...
There was still cum in my eye.
No, come on. When's the last time a guy drove to your house, picked you up, took you out on a proper date in
LA? I don't like guys do that, so
I don't
never.
I don't
it's not my thing.
Maybe
I
that's
do that
why...
shit.
You do?
Yeah.
You got a girl, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you still...
You do? How do I not know that?
I don't know. I guess you unfollowed me on Facebook.
Oh,
wait,
shit.
Wait, who's your girlfriend?
We're not going to say who she is, but
I'll tell you later.
We're going to okay. say this. How long have you guys been together?
We've been back together for a couple months.
Oh, you guys broke up and got back together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How long have you been... Like, how long is the total time that you've dated?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a little under a year.
And you still pick her up and take her out on dates?
Yeah, I like doing cute shit like that. That's fun for me.
Really?
What does she do? Does she have a normal life?
Yeah, she's a normal person.
So here's the thing. I think it's easier to have that kind of a relationship if you're with someone who's not a comic.
Yeah?
It's hard to have
a
normal dating life. But it's hard to have a normal dating life when you're a comic. And if it's two comics, it's like, when are you actually going to see that other person?
Not only that.
Ideally, you both of you don't do shit during the day, so that kind
of
helps.
Well,
you could date like a stripper or a bartender. Those are your options when you're a comic.
You need creatures of the night. Creatures of the night.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with, for me, that
honestly, a porn star is just a bartender that's accepted his fate.
I just want to go on the record to say I have plenty of friends in the porn industry who are very lovely people, and I'm a big supporter, and please watch the AVN Awards on Showtime.
Here's what I have to say, though. Here's what I have to say about porn stars. Here's what I have to say about porn stars. Lady porn stars, I fucking love you bitches.
Yeah.
You guys are the best things
on
earth.
They're the fucking best.
The best. Absolutely love them. Have nothing but respect for them. Good for you.
It's just the
guys. Male porn stars,
you
guys are garbage. I hate you.
Can I tell you my top 10 favorite porn stars, and you can tell me if you've met them?
Okay.
My favorite porn star ever, Olivia Lovely. Ever met her?
I don't think so.
Cytheria. Okay. Oh, that girl.
What about Sarah J?
No, I don't know.
Sophie D?
I'm not very good with names.
Oh, okay.
If well, I saw
what if we showed you their pussies?
Yes.
Now I'm just becoming
how about that one?
I really only know the ones who are somehow involved in the show this year. That's the truth. I just don't know. When I watch porn, I watch like low quality, like shitty international porn. That's like
you watch the porn that.
Oh,
was
I just thought you meant like low res
to be filmed.
Yeah, like definitely. Like they did not have permits. Like,
unless there's a third world hotel room and a lot of crying.
Legitimately, sometimes when I'm watching porn, I actually get turned off and taken out of it because like I know the hotel room is like a Motel 6 in Compton, and like the comforter looks so shitty that I worry they're gonna get like STDs off the comforter. You know what I mean? And that takes me right out of it. It's got to be a nice hotel for me to get off.
Yeah, at least buy a fuck tarp. I mean, for the love of God.
Yeah, just get a drop cloth, please. For the love of God.
It's $17 at Home Depot.
I'll just lend them mine. Do they want to rent mine? Tell them I'm renting a drop cloth.
Could you imagine that's your whole business?
Nicole
you run
has
out
a whole
drop
Dexter
cloth.
Kit. She has a whole fucking, like,
a kill fuck kit?
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, Nicole, are you dating anyone? What's going on with you?
I'm not dating anyone. Actually, it's kind of crazy. Other than a one-night stand in November, I haven't had sex in almost a year.
Holy shit. What?
Yeah.
Wait, last time I saw you, we went out to Denny's on my birthday. That was in... Oh, my God. That was in December.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Holy shit. And you had just fucked?
I had a one-night stand. I barely remember it.
Who was it with?
A dude who I... An actor that I met at an audition.
Like a famous actor? Just like a rando?
No. Kate, I don't have high income vagina here. Okay?
Yes, you do. Yes,
low
you
income,
do.
She's got rent-controlled pussy.
I disagree. I think that you devalue
Section 8.
Section 69.
Section 8 pussy. Dude, I disagree. You're hilarious. You're hot. Your body is banging. And I know you're a freak in bed. And I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand how you're not pulling. Are you still on Raya? Are you on the Raya?
I'm on all the dating apps.
Okay.
I'm on all
the
dating apps.
What
the
fuck is Raya?
Raya is a dating app for like quote celebrity types, but it's really just like anyone who's like
it's just dudes smoking cigarettes in their pictures.
It's skaters and DJs.
And dudes smoking cigarettes in their profile pictures. I don't understand. If there's any Raya listeners listening, users, whatever. Stop fucking smoking in your profile pictures.
I'm so with you on that. That's
great. I mean, I'm going to spring my bipolar personality disorder on you. You can spring the cigarettes on me when we're on the date, okay?
I matched with a really, really hot 21-year-old hockey player on Raya, professional hockey player, and he's so hot. And he's like, I'm so into older women. You're so hot. I really want to take you out. And I was like, I don't know. You're a little young. And he's like, I don't care. You're so gorgeous. And I was like, all right, we can do dinner. And then he's like, great. What's your Snapchat? And I was like, block. I hate when like young guys ask me for my Snapchat. I don't know what it is about Snapchat. It's like an immediate turn off to me. I hate it. I don't understand it, because then they're like, snap me, and they snap me all day, and they send me Snapchats of them lip syncing to like hip hop songs. That's all they ever sent.
What?
Do you get this?
I don't get that about my generation at all.
I don't either. I'm
Who
like, just text
gives
me.
A fuck at like, I don't know. I don't have a Snapchat.
Why can't you? First of all, if you don't have enough pride in your dick to actually text it to me, I don't want to see your dick.
Well, do you think
okay,
that that's...
Can I show you guys a picture of my dick?
Yes,
yes,
please.
Absolutely.
Right, do you think right. that Snapchat is still for sending nudes? Because I'm like, if you earn a nude photo from me, you're getting it over text to keep.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Exactly, exactly. Like,
you
I don't
get to
I,
add it to your collection.
I'm ab fab. Like, I love me some me. So if you're gonna get a picture of me, yeah, it's not gonna be over Snapchat. You're gonna have that forever to file away in your spank.
Me too. Now, do you send a lot of nudes, Nicole?
When I'm talking to a dude, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Talking? Do you send them before you fuck ever?
I expect a dick pic before we fuck, always.
I've never sent always. A picture of my dick to anyone ever.
You haven't ever sent a picture of your dick to anyone?
No.
Well,
no.
There's always a first.
Send one to Nicole right now.
Send one to your girlfriend. I want you to drop a dick pic on your girlfriend in the middle
Let's
of the day.
Let's see what she does. Send it to her right now.
Do
Let's see
it.
How she replies.
Do it.
Here's the thing, okay?
No.
I'm not generally a fan of dick pics. I don't like unsolicited dick pics normally. But the other day, this guy that I'm hooking up with sent me the hottest dick pic because it wasn't like his whole dick out, like a close up of his dick. It was just kind of like he pulled his shorts open a little so I could just see like a hint of a boner, but it wasn't like it was hot. It was super hot.
Hint of a boner pic.
Yeah, fellas, whatever happened to leaving a little of the imagination?
Guys should do that all the time. Just hint at the boner and I'll be into it.
Oh, it's just like a show the bulge?
Just, you know what? Maybe a little tip. Maybe just a little veinage.
All I could see was like half the shaft. It
veinage.
Was so hot. And it was kind of dark. So it was like hard. I had to look really hard to see it. It was great.
It was lurking in the
shaft. It
shadows.
Made me want it.
Kate was like enlarging it. She's like, how much?
Like CSI
adjusting the light.
Enhanced.
Adjusting the light on the picture.
Okay, if I put it in Instagram and I turn the contrast up.
I really was, but it really worked for me.
You go on Fiverr. Do you guys know what Fiverr is? You can get things for $5.
What?
Fiverr. Anyways, just check it out, guys. Okay. It's really great. You can get people to do things for $5. Anyway, so you like go on Fiverr and you're like, can someone adjust this picture so I can see?
I posted a butt pic on Facebook and some like fucking Photoshop expert like enhanced it so you could like clearly see my hairy ass crack. And I was like, why was this necessary?
Brian Redband did that to me once. I posted a picture of a sexy pic of myself, but it was kind of like obscured and I like made it dark so you couldn't see it. And
yeah.
Then Brian Redband sends it back to me like enhanced and I just deleted it immediately.
You gotta love Redband for that. Like, one time in my periscoping career, I had a nip slip on Periscope, and who do you think managed to like grab that screenshot and send
Jesus
it to me?
Christ.
Like the only person,
Brian Redband. Why is Redband watching everything live?
He sees everything.
He's everything and everywhere. Redband, are you watching this right now? You are watching this.
It's
right
not even live, and he's watching it.
It's not even live.
He's
exactly.
somehow seeing it right.
He's outside
now.
The door right now.
I just have to say how much I love that guy.
Great,
though.
Fucking
he's the
guy.
Best man.
I just imagine him sitting at like that Matrix thing with all the different screens.
Yes, totally.
I'm positive that's what's happening.
But it's just like there's a guy farting on his cat in Singapore. I got him.
Connor, I'm curious, would you date a female comic?
Yeah.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Do you worry?
He has dated a female comic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were dating a comic when I met you, I think.
Yeah.
Do you worry about her talking about you on stage?
Oh, she has talked about me. She's done jokes about me on TV.
Doesn't bother you at all?
No.
Well, that's his like claim to fame now.
Yeah,
that's how people know him.
You've heard jokes about him on Comedy.
That's how I was.
That's his IMDb. His IMDb credit. Butt of the joke on this season's Last Comic Standing.
I feel like this podcast is starting to like for instance, I went on a date last night. Okay, I went on a date last night. This is a good date fail. I went out last night with a very hot, successful professional athlete, okay? He hit me up. It was actually, I'm going to give you guys advice. This is a great way to ask a girl out. He texted me and he's like, what would you say is the opposite of a date? And I was like, fucking? I don't really know. And he was like, well, whatever the opposite of a date is, I kind of would like to do that with you. And then I was like, you want to fuck me? And he's like, let me start over. I want to hang out with you face to face and see if something is there. Like, it was kind of cute because he kind of asked me out, but he kept saying it wasn't a date, which kind of took the pressure off of.
I love how in your mind and in my mind, too, the opposite of something meaningful is fucking.
I know. I literally, that's so sad.
Wow, I didn't realize that. But well,
the opposite of dating to me is fucking.
Yeah. So, but in reality, the opposite of a date is not a date. The opposite of a date is just two human beings peacefully coexisting.
Well, then what is the point of dating?
Well, I mean, you eventually get to the fucking, but in my
experience. So you go from something meaningful to something completely not meaningful.
It's just in my past experience, it seems that the guys date you until you start fucking them, and then they basically, after that, just want to fuck you. Is that not what happens to you?
Yeah, Kate, you and I are in the same boat. That's why I stopped having sex.
But see, I at that point, I'm like, all right, I tried it in my mind. Then the minute I realized they don't really want to date me and they were just doing that to get in my pants, then I just try to classify them.
With this conversation, I really feel like a fly on a wall in a Forever 21 dressing room.
Bitch, this is H&M, all right? Kate and I are over 26.
I mean, yeah.
But not by much.
This is like turned into Forever 31 with Botox what this has turned into.
Speaking of Botox, can we get a Botox sponsor here?
So I would love a Botox sponsor.
Botox sponsors. Yeah. Holler at Kate and me.
Kate.
Please. I would love. Dude, free Botox would be like my favorite
Botox
thing.
Botox sponsors. We're looking at you. We are looking at you.
NatureBox and Botox.com.
Oh, God. But so I'm out with this guy, and he's fantastic. He's nice. He's hot. He's rich. He's funny as fuck. Really cool dude, right? And the whole time, I'm just thinking that I am obsessed with the porn star. And I've went on, this week I went on two dates with fantastic, like, amazing catches.
Here's the thing. You can have amazing sex with someone like a porn star because that's all he's good at.
Right.
I mean, that's not an accomplishment.
But
That'd be great if he was like, yeah, I don't really like her, but she's so funny.
Well, that's the thing about it, is it's like, when he's not being cool, I can't take away sex because he doesn't care. So I have to take away, like, my personality.
Oh, God, you have to withdraw witty banter.
I do. I have to, like, stop
texting. Like, that's it. No pillow talk for you.
Yeah, like, he's the first guy I've ever really hung out with that gets, like, excited when I do jokes about him on stage and stuff. Like, he likes to be part of the act. So I'm like, I'm not doing material about
you.
You
want to know why he likes to be part of the act? Because he's never been part of any act at all, ever, because all he is a money shot. That is it.
Hey,
he's a load. He's a load in a fucking dick.
He won an Urban X Award, and I will not have you besmirch his talents.
I'm besmirching all of. He has no talent.
Let's change the subject.
He doesn't have talent. Coming isn't a talent. It's not. Blowing a load. You blow a load. You blow. Yeah.
I can't come on command.
Well, if you worked at it hard enough, you could.
Yes, you can.
No, I mean.
You can't jerk off till you come.
Not
That's
always.
What they do. 90% of the porn I watch, they never finish.
Just so you know, they're not coming on command. They're just, the cameras are just waiting and rolling until
That's
they
true.
Come.
That's
yeah,
true.
Like
they're like, it's not like the director's like, and come now.
I can't just have a rock hard dick whenever you need it. For
Dude, they
as long
take
as you need
shit.
It.
They
to
take
keep
fucking
their dick
drugs.
Hard. Some know, of them but... get their dicks injected.
Yeah, those aren't real fucking bones. God.
I don't know, though, man. Like, I mean, some of them, I think, are naturally...
Okay, so, yeah, you're just telling me there's no Santa Claus.
Yes, there's no...
Yeah, when you start realizing what's going on, like, behind the scenes of porn, it really changes watching it.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
In fact, the girls, they never even come.
Never. None of those poor, poor girls, except if you're Cytheria. Cytheria's the female ejaculator.
I'm telling you, they don't come. And even when they squirt, I think they're peeing.
I mean, that's a debate as old as time.
No, but I mean...
That's like a chicken and the egg thing.
I'm not saying squirt is all pee, but I think when it's in a porno, that 90% of the time they're peeing.
You know it's just a squirt gun. You
or
know
it's
just a power
gun.
Pumper.
Have you ever seen the fake jizz where they just have like the cup with like Cetaphil
yes.
in it?
Yes, Cetaphil!
Yes!
I just found that out! Cum is Cetaphil.
Uh-huh, it looks
so
just
when
like
those porn stars pretend like they got it in their eye, I'm like, that doesn't burn. I get Cetaphil in my eyes all the time.
You know what does burn?
I wrote
real cum.
Real cum. Kate almost lost like her cornea.
I was like, if I have syphilis in the eye, I'm gonna sue this motherfucker for everything he has, all $25.
I was gonna say, what, his fucking old Bronco? You're gonna sue him for that?
It's Kate to give the repo man.
I'm gonna sue you for that old beater and an ingrown hair. Give it over here.
The old beater is how she got in the problem in the first place. So he came in your eye. Having come in your eye hurts.
Oh my God! Well, I've
never come in a girl's face before. It just seems rude.
Do yourself a favor tonight when you skeet, just take a little bit and rub your eye with it. Let me know how that goes,
dude. I didn't know.
I'm one of the good ones, Nicole.
I know. I just
like
want
I
you
need to, punish myself.
I'm not. I'm just. I need you to know what we go through.
Do you ever taste your own?
No.
Of course you do, you fucking liar. You know the first time you busted a nut, you were like,
No,
you've never
like,
tasted your cum.
I taste my vagina all the
Me
time.
Me too. I taste test
all
once
the time.
A week.
What the fuck?
Before I hook up with a dude, yep. I am down there like tasting, sniffing. I'm a fucking sommelier.
You know, you get the little like wooden
Me too.
Spoon.
I'm like, let me see the legs on this thing.
I really
I'm
do.
Swirling
like
it around
sauce,
the glass.
Like,
yep. Uh-huh.
Needs more fucking bananas in my diet or whatever.
It's fucking
for
Top
real.
Chef for sure. I'm
Yo,
a judge on Top
I kiss
Chef.
A girl after I come in her mouth.
Well, that's good.
That's nice.
So you know what you taste like.
I mean, I guess, but we don't go full tongue for the
By
first
the way, I really,
minutes.
I'm so sick of dudes telling me about how they had pineapple and it's going to make their cum taste good.
Yeah,
that's
guys.
A goddamn myth. Like, quit lying to us.
You know what does make your cum taste good, though? Just being, like, healthy. I swear to God. Like, guys that work out a lot and eat healthy, their cum tastes great.
Oh, God, you fuck winners, dude. Every guy,
oh, really? Do
every
I,
guy,
Nicole?
Every guy, I have to. Well, kind
it just
of.
Just tastes like a middle
you
schooler.
You
fuck
dudes
winners.
Who are in shape. You fuck dudes who are in shape. I don't fuck dudes who are in shape.
You don't.
No, not really.
Well, I don't always. Here's the thing. Can I just tell you that, like, the guys I go out with that are great guys, which I do. Like, I've dated recently some great guys. I don't fuck them. I fuck the guys that I know I don't have a future with.
I mean. That means I'm just fucking all the guys if I go by your rules. I don't have a future with any of them.
Why not?
If you can't see my face right now, I'm giving Kate the most sassy, gay, oh, honey.
He really is. Why do you think you have a future with no one? Because do you not want a relationship?
I do want a relationship. That's why I'm not having sex with anyone until I find someone I actually want to be with.
You're making them wait.
No, I'm not making anybody wait. I'm not even going
you
out on dates.
You can't make them wait when there's no line.
Yeah, there's no... I mean,
but nobody has a fast pass to Nicole's.
There's no line. If there, every dating app that I'm on, I'll match with a dude and I'll be like, all right, I'm over you. Like, it's just, I'm just not into anyone at all. Like, I don't find anyone like
stimulating
enough that I want to, first of all, and I hate that person who like does bits when she's in conversation. This
it's
is
fine.
Something I talk about in my stand up, but vaginas are such high maintenance creatures that if I'm having sex with you, it better be worth it financially, because going to a gynecologist and all of the upkeep that comes with having sex with your vagina, it's like,
what?
You better be worth it. It's like, what? Okay, wait, you don't get UTIs?
You know what? I'm so lucky. I've had one ever.
Oh my God.
Guys,
I'm like,
you
and
one,
you, if I even look at a penis, I get
you
a
do.
UTI. Oh yeah.
I've had one yeast infection in my life and I never fucked the guy again because I was so convinced that he gave me a yeast infection because I fucked this guy.
Was he a loaf of bread?
Well, he just was like, of all the guys
Stop fucking pretzel rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously,
Kate. He was. He was like, no, of all the guys I fucked, he was just like the least, you know, like he doesn't really like take care of himself as much as a lot of the other dudes. So I got a yeast infection after I fucked him, and I never had one before. So I was like convinced that it was this dude. So I asked him about it, and he was like, actually, he said, I've fucked a lot of girls who've gotten those, and I think sometimes I get yeast infections in my mouth. So when he goes down on girls, you can get a yeast infection in your throat. And when you go down on a girl, you can give her a yeast infection.
Yeah.
Get
you
your
can get
throat
yeast
check.
Infection. Any orifice, including your dick hole, you can get a yeast infection. And your butthole. You can get anywhere there's moisture, you can have a yeast
Connor,
infection.
Connor, you need to be careful out there, all right? Your ear hole, you can get a little bready mold in your ear hole.
Yeah,
those
you
pussy
can get,
look,
you,
I know
dude.
You get crazy down there.
So, Nicole, you get a UTI every time?
I get UTIs a lot. I get yeast infections, mainly UTIs. And it's just like, you know, it's annoying. It's like the copay of going to a doctor.
You're right.
The medication.
By the way, I call Planned Parenthood the pussy DMV.
It really is.
It really is. Well said. Yeah. I go there.
But it's like, if I'm going to share genitals with you, like, it better be worth it financially.
I just got a full STD panel for the first time.
You did? And,
How'd your panel come out? Totally cool. Clean. Yeah.
Why'd you do
Ladies,
that?
Ladies, actually, no, you have a girlfriend. Never mind.
Why'd you do that?
Because my girlfriend wanted to, like, hey, let's see if your dick's...
She wants to raw dog. She wants to get down to the...
No, she doesn't, but...
So you only have sex with a condom?
No, I almost never have used them.
Yeah. Honestly, Kate has to. Kate has his dick like triple bagged.
Are you kidding? I don't use condom with that guy.
Kate?
Well, because I guess they're more clean than Hollywood actors.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, the Hollywood actor I was fucking probably has
everything.
Every STD.
He's a goddamn Petri dish. He is disgusting.
I'm saying. So I just feel like this dude, the porn guy, he gets tested every week. So if he's going to have something, I mean, he's going to find out right away.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie. I don't with him, actually. You know, I have a theory, by the way, that condoms are what keep you from catching feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you use I've never caught feelings for a guy that we always used condoms. There's something about the intimacy of like skin on skin to me.
Yep.
You think so?
I don't. I'm with you.
Okay. So
although Drake, it takes me Drake a really, really, condoms, really long time to catch feelings. But yes.
It does?
Yeah. I'm not a big feelings person. I'm very shut down and closed off. As soon as I start having sex with someone, I'm like, I have no emotions.
Really?
And then maybe after like a month or two, I'm like, wait, maybe I do. And then after 3 months, the floodgates come down and I'm just crying all the time.
Yeah. You're like a snake, you know, like I feel like you like me as much as the next guy who feeds you a rat. But
do you feel at all, Nicole, like maybe there, like you say you want a relationship and I kind of say that too, but I think there's some part of me subconsciously that's terrified of having one. That's why
I say until my desire to have a real relationship is greater than my fear of a broken heart, I'm not going to be in any sort of relationship. Like, I'm so scared of a broken heart. It's crazy.
I am too.
Like, I've been fucked over.
Dude,
and
that's the fucking worst in the world, man.
But we all are scared of that, right?
I mean, I think some people have a deeper fear than others. I love it when I meet young girls and they're like, just love someone. I'm like, you haven't had your soul crushed yet, bitch.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like to cry till your entire pillow is soaking wet. Like, that's like... You don't know that. You don't know that until you go through.
Until you've
like,
had a crying headache, I really can't, you know, empathize with you.
Until you've thrown up from crying so much, you don't even know. Until you've lost like 20 pounds from tears.
Oh, I love that.
It's the best.
I hope I get that.
Are you crying butter? How does?
If you saw the way I ate butter, you'd understand I was crying.
Is that these water pills that you're talking about earlier, Kate?
Yeah, that's the water pills. They make you cry.
The water pills. It's actually just a dick. It's shoved inside of you, and then you just cry all your water way down.
It's more like a suppository.
Connor, how old are you?
23.
Have you had your heart broken?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you cried until you vomited?
I got nauseous. I didn't vomit. It's very hard for me to cry, you know, because I'm Irish and shit, and we bottle up our emotions.
Do Irish people even have tear ducts?
You just drink.
Yeah, no, I'm not even a drinker, but I have to cry. I have to listen to music. And there's two songs that I could listen to that will pretty much make me cry every time when I need to.
What are they?
We're going to put one on.
Hey Mama by Kanye West. That's if I'm like just sad in general, but
that
not sad
sense.
Like about
so
a girl.
Because
that's pretty like, you know, cause and then I'll just like think about my mom dying and that'll help me cry. You know?
Oh, yeah. That makes me cry too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then the other one is this is like the most like lame white guy from the suburbs thing ever. But Nirvana's cover of Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I do know that song. That makes you cry?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird. Because
I'll just
why.
Think, like, oh, man, she's with somebody else. No.
Oh, like when your heart's, when you're over a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Sometimes I cry in the shower. That's when I do my crying.
God, you're so efficient, Kate.
I actually just like, talked about like, this
Kate,
the other night.
Kate gets
I
so
stopped
much
crying
shit.
In the shower because you can't see your tears. So I don't have that sense of satisfaction that I got it all out.
I have to cry on my pillow.
I have to cry on my pillow so I can like see how much I've cried.
You should cry in a guy's face and then get your tears.
Oh my God,
in
there's nothing. Masturbating with tears, crasturbating. It's my favorite. Everything.
Dude, anytime I cry in the shower, do you ever feel like when you have these moments where you start crying and then you over-dramatize it? Like, I imagine I'm in a movie and I'll, like, go down on my knees and I'll just, like, sob in the shower.
Uh-huh.
And I think that people can, like, see me and know what's happening. And I really, like, oversell it. Like, there are cameras.
Uh-huh.
And
totally.
Then when it's over, I feel amazing.
So, okay,
the shower
you're
floor
like
really
it up
is
for
the
God.
Scene for crying.
Yeah. I get down on the floor sometimes.
Fetal position, maybe, just real sad. Maybe if you've cleaned your shower floor, you're even more comfortable there.
Just on my knees. I don't get all the way down. Just to knees.
Oh,
just to,
God.
Like, as a, hands in my, you know, hand, head and hands.
Wow. I mean, that is a dramatic pose you're striking.
It really is. I wish, next time I'll periscope it.
I feel like you've already periscoped that, no?
I have periscoped
the shower. I feel like you've periscoped everything.
I have periscoped the shower before. Oh, God. Well, I want to get to what I want to know, which is your date fails, because that's what the show is about. It sounds like you had a great one the other night, Connor.
Oh, yeah. Nicole was there, too.
Mike, it wasn't even a date. It was a debacle of epic proportions.
What happened?
Well, you tell it, and then I'll chime in.
Connor's on stage
lying.
For all of 30 seconds to a minute at this. It's at a restaurant in Calabasas, and they have this back bar area where they've put a stage and some seating. By the way, what did you say about the seating? You're like, this is the most
hopeful. A very optimistic amount of chairs.
It's like they had so many chairs in this little room, and Connor said that.
And no people.
That literally was the most killer bit you had that night.
Definitely.
And then the rest of it went off the fucking rails.
What happened?
Yeah,
like, Connor's a beast of a comic.
Yeah,
like,
Connor's hilarious. You both are.
You are legitimately, like, just shut up and stop talking.
You stop at Auntie.
He's going to be so famous. You are.
Yeah, you're
gonna be
amazing. You really are. Like, your ability to, like, crowd work everything and to watch you not be able to make jokes, I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. Like,
what happened?
Very few times in my life have I been speechless. I was, like, fucking speechless.
So he's on stage, a girl walks in, and the door to this back room is kind of a sliding barn door.
Where are you, by the way?
It's called The Six in Calabasas.
Okay.
So the sliding barn door opens, and these two girls walk in, and Connor's like, what? And this girl's like, what? And they're like, what? What? And then she goes up to him on stage. They hug
him. You're making this sound like a Doritos commercial.
Wait, you're on stage?
He's on stage when this happens.
Is there an actual stage, or is it one of those things where you're standing on
the
floor?
It's a stage.
It's a stage.
And she walks up to the stage.
Yeah, she walks up to the stage. It's not even, it's like a platform. It's not even like a stage.
Yeah, it's like it's 4 inches.
Anyway, so she goes over to him, gives him a hug. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? And I'm thinking, oh, she must have seen this on Facebook and was like, oh, I'm going to go to The Six in Calabasas to watch my old friend Connor. No, this was a completely random encounter. She lives or works in the area. Someone had given her a flyer and she was like, Mom, okay, I'll go see some comedy. Walks in. Connor goes from just killing, making jokes, having a good time to, oh, hey,
deer in headlights.
Oh, hey,
like first open mic stuttering.
Why? Who is this chick? How do you know her?
I met her at a drama festival when I was probably about 15.
By the way, you telling this story was you couldn't even figure it out. You're like, we met at a theater thing.
I didn't think I would see her again for the rest of my life. Much less at a show where there's four people in the crowd and I was already having...
Oh, by the way, his first thing he says to her is he's like, contrary to what this room might indicate, I'm actually doing really well.
I was just a little bit better.
I promise my career is going slightly better than this.
There's four people. That's the worst when there's like four people and anyone you care about shows up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is a bad day. I mean, just barely. But
who is she? You met her at a drama
festival?
Met her
at a drama festival when I was in high school. I was dressed as Julius Caesar. And I was
she remembered, by the way, she was like, you were dressed as a Roman. And he was like, no, Julius Caesar.
All right, a specific Roman. I thought this fucking meant something to you.
Oh, my God.
And I met this girl. She was like, I was like, basically, if you didn't, like, you had to do a scene for the festival. But I was like, I'm going to be the costume model. So I didn't have to do shit for like 3 months in class leading up to it. All right, so I show up wearing Julius Caesar. And then we start talking. We flirt the whole time. We exchange Facebooks. We talk on Facebook for like 3 months. When I get my learner's permit, I wait for my parents to go out of town. I sneak out of the house. I drive to Calabasas from my house in Ontario. So this is the farthest I've ever driven in my life.
Oh my God.
We go there. I get to her house. I walk in the door. You know, she gives me a hug. She's got out of the shower. I hadn't seen her for like 3 years. All romantic. And then I get in their home, and there's all this like chanting. Like, oh, and I was like, oh, are you like listening to like a chanting CD or something? And she's like, no, that's my dad. And I was like, oh, so he chants? And she was like, yeah, he chants for his cult. Did not mention a cult in the entire 3 months of Facebook conversations.
Wait, so you guys are just talking on Facebook for 3 months, mm-hmm. and then you went to see her?
Went to see her, yeah.
And you were how old at this point?
I was probably 16 or 17.
Oh, okay, so you'd known her for
the oldest.
A year or two.
Yeah, for like a, just like maybe 6 months at the most.
All right. And then you went to see her. Her dad's in a cult.
Dad's
enchanting.
In a cult. Yeah, her
By
mom
the way,
barely
so he's recounting
English.
This story on stage. And he's like, and your dad's in a cult, and she's sitting there. You, if someone said to you, your dad's in a cult, you'd be like, no, he's not. Even if he was, you'd be like, absolutely not.
It's
that's
not
something
a cult.
You. That's something
yeah.
you deny,
yeah.
or you in some way like dilute the story so it's not that version of the truth.
Of course,
this girl was just like, yep.
Yeah, she was
like NBD. My dad's in a cult.
What?
Okay,
completely
in
okay
house,
with it.
There's just these pots everywhere. Like the entire floor is just pots, and then walkways where pots aren't. And I'm like, so you guys collect pots? And she's like, no, my dad makes them for his job. And I was like, oh, so he sells pots. And she's like, yeah, he quit his job as a lawyer, but he's sold one so far. And I'm like, what the fuck? You did not tell me any of this like sketchy shit that's going on. And then we just had the most awkward day ever. And I was like, too much of a fucking teenager pussy to kiss her. So like we had this like awkward kiss as I was leaving.
And you did kiss her, though.
I did kiss her. And then I just drove away and I just never talked to her again.
And then you never talked to her again until this night that she walked in.
I messaged her on Facebook like a year and a half ago or something to just be like, hey, sorry I stopped talking to you. Hope your life's going well. And we had a nice, pleasant little chat or whatever. She's like, yeah, it seems like stand-up's going good.
I love that you're such a nice guy that you felt the need to message her like a year later and say, sorry I stopped talking to you, when like you really went on not even one real date and didn't even like, it's not like you hooked up. And you owed her like an extra.
You
like,
see, I wish the audience thought I was as nice as Kate does, because they looked at me
listen,
like a goddamn
nobody,
serial
nobody
killer.
Nobody thought you were a serial killer. I'll
Hell
tell you that.
No.
Nobody thought. It was just everybody was so in pain, awkward
so
with him.
I love that you decided to tell the story. That's the best part.
Like, what but the fuck was I going to do?
The funny thing is
I
like,
had to explain
as great,
why I was doing
as
such
great,
a bad job.
As great as a storyteller as Connor is, and as articulate as he is, he was up there.
Absolutely, I was.
It
yeah.
was it. I've never seen him like that. And the guy who was running the show, like when he had first gotten, when Connor had first gotten up there, the guy who was running the show was like, dude, this guy's great. This is fantastic. Like everybody was dying. And then it got weird. And the guy who was running the show was like, is this really just really awkward? I was like, dude, this is not him. This
there is
not Connor.
There's nothing worse than when somebody, I can't stand when guys that I'm hooking up with, have hooked up with, any dated in any capacity, show up at my shows. I absolutely
sucks.
Hate it.
It's the worst.
A guy I was dating not too long ago, I asked him not to come and he kept wanting to come, and finally I was like, to a show, you fucking perverts. So I finally was like, all right, I'll tell you what, you can come to a show, but you got to come with me. I'll put you upstairs at the Laugh Factory. You can watch from like the patio or the balcony, you know, you don't need to be like down. So instead of doing that, he shows up with like six of his bros and pays like VIP to sit in the front fucking row. I had the worst set I've ever had at the Laugh Factory, just because I was like, I was hosting.
Having a bad set at the Factory is literally impossible. It's like the best room ever.
It was awful. Like, and what's funny is he was like, it was so great. Everyone was laughing. Like, it
it's
wasn't
like
a bomb.
Sex with a porn star.
Yeah, I was pissed. I was like, I couldn't do crowd work. I couldn't look. I wouldn't even look at him. I didn't want, like, it was, I was so uncomfortable because we hadn't been dating for that long. So there are things I say on stage that I hadn't even told him yet.
Oh, God.
That's
the
what
worst.
It is.
You're like, by the way, I have HPV.
Right, right. I'm like, I don't want you to hear about, you know,
like
the porn star
hey,
I fucked.
Girl, I just started
before.
Seeing.
Yeah.
Ignore these jokes about hitting Asian girls in the face in my car.
Exactly.
Those were all in good fun. It's just, I'm exaggerating.
JK, LOL. Bye.
But yeah,
for real though. I had a date fail this week. I went out with a guy, the guy I told you about that I was like so excited to go out with. So I went out with this guy, very successful, a different athlete, hot, a good age, has his shit together, on paper, like a perfect guy, right? Mm-hmm. We go out. The red flags start right away. We get to the restaurant. He orders for me. How do you feel about guys ordering for you?
If you know how to order,
ridiculous.
I'm all about it. Like if you know food,
yeah.
If you're like, hey, is it? I mean, don't just blatantly order for me. Just be like, listen, I know this place really well. Let me do this. Okay, is that cool? If the guy's like, is that cool? I'll be cool. But like, I don't want somebody just like ordering for me. Like, first of all, if you're going to order for me, over order, because that's what I was going to do.
Exactly. He only ordered two things. It wasn't that much food. And then I ordered a diet. This is the thing. This is like the kicker. I ordered a Diet Coke, right? My Diet Coke comes and he goes, you got a Diet Coke? Why would you do that? And I was like, I just wanted some caffeine. And he goes, then you get espresso. That's not good for you. take that back. Bring her an espresso. He sent my Diet Coke back.
What?
What? I know. I still made out with him, though, because he's so hot. So at the end of the day, I still made out with him just to see, because I was kind of like, could I deal with, like, the grossness of, like, him telling me what to order? Because then I'm thinking he'll probably tell me, like, what jokes to tweet and, like, photos not to post.
As, like, someone with low self-esteem, I can't understand that at all.
Okay, you know we need to talk about this a lot later. There are some things
that
I
made out with him.
I need to know. I need to know exactly who this is. We need to discuss.
You know who it is. I told you about him on the phone.
I know which one.
The
This was me at the Six in Calabasas.
Yes, exactly.
I don't want to say what he does because people will figure out who he is.
That's why I'm saying tell me later because I can't remember which one it is right now.
All right. Well, I'll just say that he's very hot and he.
Kate, I only expect that you would be with hot guys, minus that one porn star dude
who's
fucking gross.
That's an oxymoron, woman. Are you fucking the bass player for a pop punk band? What are you?
No.
A faux hawk? Caitlin.
It's not a total faux hawk.
Caitlin.
Caitlin.
That's not even my name, by the way.
Catherine.
That's it, yeah. I mean, I don't only fuck hot guys, and you know that. You know I've dated some fat, ugly losers.
By the way, if there's one thing I can say about Kate Quigley, never has she uttered a bad word about anyone, unless their penis has been somewhere near her.
That's true.
That's very true, yeah.
That's it.
I only talk shit about, and even if I fucked them, and even if they were awful, they have to be, like, complete, like, psychopath douchebag like, for me to talk shit.
Really, like, that's what I love about you, is you really don't say bad shit about people.
You
it's great.
You can do so much better than a faux hawk.
Yeah, you can do so much better than a fucking mechanic if you're listening to this, because you probably are, because you ain't got shit going on. Like, she's the prize, you're a loser.
Like, do you just get off on, like, having your shit more together than the guy?
I totally do, 100%. That's really? Why I date losers. Absolutely.
I realized the other day, I've never
Oh my God, I have to be better than you. My idea of a happy ending is you rubbing my back and saying that I'm smarter than you. That's, absolutely.
That's what I want. I want the guy that feels so lucky
Jewish thing
to
I've
be
ever
with
heard
me.
In my life.
You want to be smarter than him?
I want to be smart. I want you to be like
finding a cool guy that feels lucky to be with you, right?
I mean, like, the problem is that, I mean, yeah, there are guys.
You want some, like, leverage? You want a guy where it's like, oh man, I'm so much doper than.
Yes, I do, 100%. I'm so insecure. I'll say it. Fine. Fine. I'm so fucking sick of people pretending
you bitches need to love yourselves.
Listen,
I do, to an extent.
Here's the thing. I think, and Nicole, you probably feel like this too, I believe that I'm a really great catch. I really do. I'm a good person. I'm loyal. I'm caring. If I'm with you, I am fucking with you. I take care of myself. I'm smart.
I taste my pussy.
I taste my pussy and the shit is on fleek. But here's the thing. Like, I want a guy that's successful and hot.
Hey, what is in this sorbet? I can't.
But I do want the guy to feel like I'm a great catch, too. And the problem is a lot of guys, they do act like you're lucky to be with them.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I want the bar. I think the guy has to be more into the girl for the relationship to work. I 100%. Firmly believe that.
100%.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It can't. People are like, oh, it should swing back and forth. No. The minute the guy has the power, it's done.
You guys are 50-50. You got to be equal. No,
I just can't relate to this shit because I'm so like, you know, I always feel so lucky to be with the girl. Like, I
exactly
because you're a good fucking dude.
Because you're a good dude.
We would never date you.
Some of the cute shit I did for my girl recently.
Yeah.
She's on a trip right now for work and she's gone for a week. So I wrote her a letter for every day that she was going to be gone. And then, like, some of them are, like, in the voices of, like, our friends or, like, characters that I do. So I'll, like, write her a letter from, like, our friend or something. And then I made her a mixtape.
Oh, my God. You made her a mixtape?
I made her a mixtape.
Oh, my God. What did you name the mixtape, though? What did you name the mixtape?
I put it on an old mixtape. It's a secret. It's our song. We have a song.
I know, but, like, don't you have mixtape? Like, mixtape number 3, Groove Almada.
I just need you to know that the last guy that made me a mixtape, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but I called all my friends. I was like, he made me a mixtape. He's got to be a serial killer. Like, who the fuck does that?
We've done it for each other before.
The last guy who made me a mixtape was the guy who sold me my first car when I moved to Los Angeles.
I don't understand. Okay, so you do all these sweet things and you're straight. And you're straight.
I know, it's weird.
That's really amazing.
I feel like I'm in a chick flick.
I don't even know. Yeah, oh my God, your life is a rom-com.
We do, like, talking in
would that turn
the songs
you on?
No.
What?
It wouldn't turn me on.
Oh, a mixtape? Oh,
if we were together
well,
for
sorry,
a long time, I would appreciate
pussies
it.
Pussies can't appreciate joy anymore.
Listen, it's never been able to appreciate joy, all right?
My ex-husband actually did those things for me. I would do this for her. This
By the way, every
one.
Time you say that statement, I can't. I forget
it's
that
weird.
You were married.
Yeah, he would do that shit.
I
would
forget that, too.
Sometimes I would come out from work. I used to be a server, and I would come out after work, and I would just find, like, a flower or a card in my car. He would leave them for me all the time. Like, he used to do that shit, and I loved it. If a guy did that for me now, I honestly think it would freak me out.
You'd be like, creep, where are you?
Yes,
really?
I really would.
I like getting her, like, no reason flowers and shit. Is that creepy? Or
I think it's great when you're together, but I think if a guy did that for me that I was just dating... Well, here's the thing. Do that if you're together or if you want to be together. Where I get fucked in the head is when guys, like... We were talking about this earlier. If a guy treats me really well and... like cuddles me and wants me to spend the night all the time and texts me all the time, but then doesn't want
to
be with me, like committed. I get confused. I don't understand that. I don't understand a guy that treats me well but wants to be casual. That's like out of my realm of understanding.
I
don't
kind of understand
casual
that
thing.
A little
I want to like
but...
lock it down. Like I want like a 30-year lease on every vagina.
So you don't want 30... your girl fucking other people, and that's normal. So many guys now don't care.
But I don't want to fuck other people either. You know?
No. I think guys care.
That's what
I think. I think guys care. Well, other
about,
than porn star
about
guys.
You fucking other people.
About I think guys care about if a guy is interested in you at all. I think guys care if you're fucking other people. I don't think they ever want to know about it. If you're doing
sure.
it, they don't want to know about it. But if you're serious with a guy, I think most men object to. They don't want to share their toys.
You know, my favorite part about being in a relationship is I don't have to, like, try to fuck anymore. Because it's so exhausting.
Yeah, you're so bad at trying.
Oh, I never do, though.
I mean, watching you struggle on stage, I can't even imagine how bad it is if you're struggling to get a girl.
I used to have, like, a rule. Like, if I have to, like, put more than, like, 2 hours of, like, being fake into it, I'm not going to do it, you know?
That's a good rule.
Like, I have
like
to
that.
Just, I have to just, like, slip on a banana peel and land in a vagina, and if it's very convenient,
oh,
I would do it. But
the old banana peel vagina fall.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. Stories I just don't like lying time. To people, and, like, be, like, I don't know, it just feels creepy.
I don't like, but lying, lying's not necessary. The truth is so much
not
fun.
Not that I'm lying, but just,
guys,
like,
here's the moral of the story.
To be interested in people
be
is so exhausting.
Honest.
The
be
moral,
honest.
Yeah, no, the moral of today's episode of Date Fails is be honest. Because when a guy says to me, like, look, I just really want to fuck you, I'm like, okay, not like that porn star that came over. Honestly, I had a choice. I can fuck him or I can kick him out, but I know he doesn't want to date me and he was real and he told me, you know, and there have been other guys that have done that.
My objection to him, though, is that he doesn't think you're a goddamn prize.
Well, well, I mean.
You're a prize. You just are, period. And if he doesn't get that, he probably doesn't get much else because he's a fucking idiot.
I know. It just makes me
rotate
so sad.
Those tires. Let's rotate talk. Those tires,
that
Craig.
That my little Catherine
whatever
is selling yourself
is.
Short.
No, I know I'm a good catch. I told him that.
She just has moments of just like, oh, but the dick is so good.
Yeah, I mean,
Kate's under the influence of dick.
Here's the thing. I don't fuck a lot. I don't.
She doesn't.
I don't. And I don't hook up with a lot of guys.
She doesn't.
I really don't. And so, like, when I get one, I've only had 3 guys in my life that really I was like, oh, shit, this sex is.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Uh-huh. And so it's been, the last one was about a year and a half ago.
Okay. I think I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You do. So, like, it's been since him, there hasn't been another one that I've been like, oh, the sex is fucking dope.
Dope.
Except for this one football player I hooked up with in San Francisco as a one-night stand. But
oh, I fucked this lady, and she told me the last guy that she fucked was like a professional football player. And I was like, why fucking tell me that? I feel so
yeah,
pale
oh,
in comparison
God.
After that.
What? No, it doesn't matter. Because even if the last guy was a pro, I hooked up with a football player who was... Not that.
Guys, I fucked a male cheerleader at the University of Michigan, okay?
How was that?
A 7'1" cheerleader.
Was he great?
Did he finger you
horrible.
With a
horrible. It was terrible. It
he
was
didn't
so
throw
sad.
You around?
No, not at all.
He didn't lift you over his head.
He had a herniated disc. He just couldn't man. He couldn't do a lot. He was such a pussy.
So you lifted up his skirt to fuck
yeah.
him.
So the moral of today's date fails is be honest and don't fuck anyone with a herniated disc. It won't be good.
He was too tall and he just had back problems. It was kind of sad. He's
so
like 7'1".
Florida me.
Maybe he had back problems from fucking all the time. Maybe
no, not at all. Oh God, you know what? I went to his refrigerator after we had sex and it was just stacks of eggs from Myers. I'm from Michigan. This was University of Michigan. Just stacks of eggs and then just slabs of chicken. I was just like, ugh.
All he ate was, oh, he was like
all he ate was protein.
He
was
like a CrossFitter.
Well, no, this was I think this was maybe before CrossFit.
76?
Yeah, 1962. So yeah, people didn't even know how bad
you
carbs
great,
were back
by
then.
By the way, you look amazing.
I look great
for this being born in the 60s and fucking in the 60s.
There's a teenage not bitter girl portrait that's aging in an attic somewhere.
Somewhere.
Listen, you guys have been fantastic. We're out of time. I could talk to you forever, but we're out of time. I appreciate you both being here. You're both fucking dope. Nicole, I'm going to get you involved in something that I'm doing on the show, which is I had Annabelle DeSisto and Carrie Martin on last week, and both of them were like, we're not dating. And Annabelle was like, I haven't been on a date in a year, and neither have you. And we're all going to set each other up on dates, and then we're going to come back and talk about it. I need you to have sex.
Okay. Annabelle's going to set me up with her cat, though. That's not going to work.
Well,
I don't want a date
cat.
Tuxedo.
Please don't fuck a cat. But I want you to have sex and come in and talk about it since it's been so long. I want to hear, like, what.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. The next time I have sex, I will immediately report to you and
fantastic.
I will immediately come on date fails.
Please
the
do.
Next time I have sex.
I can't wait.
But if you want to set me up with someone.
Yeah.
You let me know.
Do you want me to set you up with the porn star, the come in the eye guy?
Maybe.
Get her somebody
I want to set you up with him.
That'll knock all the cobwebs out.
He's super dumb.
But is he okay with me being skinny fat? Not that I'm fat. I'm skinny fat, which means I'm skinny and I don't have a lot of muscle.
He'll love you. I think it'll be all right. I think it'll be. He gets paid to fuck all kinds of people, so I think.
Oh, that's such a high guy. He'll fuck.
Listen,
anybody.
He'll fuck.
He's a pro.
He will literally fuck anything.
I'm saying you're hot as fuck, and he's getting paid to fuck girls that have like definite herpes. You know what I mean? Like,
God, way to sell him. Oh,
and on that note, please follow at Connor McSpadden, at Nicole Amy. I'm at Kate Q Funny. I'll post a photo.
Snapchat
us.
Me that dick.
Yeah. This has been Date Fails. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.